Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Did not know that these two guys have a shared friendship with Coach Randy. That John Calipari, like Ben Roethlisberger, really likes himself some Randy Fichtner. And so maybe for the first time we hear the story of how Randy Fichtner was hired by Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers, and it starts with Moon native John Calipari telling his side of the story.
I'm going to give you a quick story. When he was getting started, he was at the University of Memphis. Randy Fichtner, who was the offensive coordinator, knew Mike Tomlin. He wasn't there. Mike wasn't at Memphis when I was there. I got to know Randy, and we'd go recruiting together. In other words, he's taking me to see football players that he wants me to recruit as basketball players so they can play both. So one day he walks in my office and he says, "Cal, I got another job. You're leaving us." And I said, "Where are you going?" He said, "Steelers." "You're going to my Steelers? How the hell are you going to my Steelers?"
I'm going to just pause it right there because I would also be asking the same thing. How are you, Randy Fichtner, country bumpkin, who is out trying to get me to recruit guys so you can have them play football at Memphis as well? How are you going from Memphis football to the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Would you say that there would be a required stop at a Power 5 school before such a move would be legitimate, probably as a head coach, a la Chip Kelly starting where? New Hampshire and then Oregon and eventually getting all the way to the NFL? Is that what you're implying here?
Yes, I'm implying
a little bit too much of a jump.
I would just be surprised if some guy that I paled around with who had a dip in and listened to Bob Seger all the time and was just at a marginal football program went to the Steelers.
Would I say that would be if you called me one day and said, "Chris, got a new job, you're on your own," and then I asked you where and you said, "Well, I'm actually going to take over for like Shannon Sharp."
I'm replacing Dan Patrick. Yes, I'm just going right in and they're throwing Dan Patrick off the air.
I actually think you would be fit for that job, so I don't know if it works.
Yeah, it's not like Calipari was working at Alabama, right? If he's there,
I understand. Calipari's response is like very endearing. "My Steelers?" Like he thought there was another Steelers team that Randy Fichtner would be going to.
Wait a minute. Is there another Steelers organization, a college team nicknamed the Steelers?
What if he was like, "Yeah, I'm going to Pittsburgh." "What, Pittsburgh State in Kansas?" "Oh, yeah, good luck there, I guess. Kind of a weird move, but sure."
Actually, if he said Pitt, he probably would still be shocked. Like, "Well, that's a huge step up, yeah, Randy."
Yeah, nice jump. "Yeah, I'm going to go coach at Heinz Field." "For who?" Ugh.
All right, here's my.
I like that. I like that, though. It does kind of drive home something funny about Fichtner.
"The new head coach is a friend of mine." I said, "Mike Tomlin, yes. When Mike was here, he stayed with us. He stayed in our house." And I said, "So how did it happen?" He said, "Right after he got the job, he called me and said, 'Hey, you're coming with me to the Steelers.'" "What do you mean? What position?" He said, "Let's not worry about that right now. I'm just telling you, you're going to be with me in the Steelers." The loyalty that this man showed, I'm riding with him wherever he goes. And you guys are doing this stuff together.
You know, Randy.
Well, hold on. Again, that's one of those things where that's like right out of the movie Sandlot, where like Benny the Jet like tells his buddy there that like we're going to make it to the major leagues together. It's like, if I get there first, I'm bringing you with me. Kind of weird, like Hollywood.
It's kind of like the Roethlisberger-Switzer relationship in a lot of ways, right?
Whoever gets there first, you know, if I beat you there, I'll make sure I call and get you there with me.
I'll have a spot for you, man. We'll do this together.
Yeah. Okay, here's Tomlin's side of the story.
Randy, like, I know Randy, personalities like his, tireless, loyal workers, man. You can't have enough Randy Feeders, man.
Well, I got to just stop.
Oh, I would beg to differ there. You can actually have too many. One.
You can't. You just build the whole plane out of Randy Feekners. Just make right. The entire Steelers coach.
I don't understand why the entire coaching staff isn't Randy Feekners.
I mean, has Tomlin gotten up at like a coaching convention before and like used Randy Feekner as stressing to young coaches, this is who you should model yourself after?
I've never heard what Mike Tomlin just said about Randy Feekner. Said about in the context of coaching in my entire life. You hear it about players a lot, right? And it's usually like guys who are pretty good but also like extremely scrappy, like a middle linebacker who's talented in and of his own right, but he tries very hard too. Like, oh, if I had a team, you know, with 93 Zach Thomases, we'd be good to go. I've never heard like, man, if I just had a coaching staff full of Bill Belichicks.
You know what this drives home to me, Chris? That even in the NFL coaching community, it's a lot of not what you know, but who you know. And in Feekner's case...
That's the big discussion about the Rooney Rule alterations,
right?
Is that it's a lot of who you know stuff.
And we'll get to Tomlin on that in a second. But here, in Feekner's case, he's got two very, very important people on his side. Mike Tomlin and Ben Roethlisberger. He has done a great job of relationship building with two super important people. A coach for an organization where they don't fire coaches, and a franchise quarterback. So here I am making
Randy
fun of Feekner. I actually got
to
tip my cap.
As you can be. Yeah, he's as close to a made man in the Steelers hierarchy as you can be. Right? He's going to leave, I think, when Ben is done, because that relationship has become more important. But if he really wanted to hang on, I get the sense that he could.
That was the easiest phone call I've ever made.
Oh.
And honestly, he didn't answer it. You know, I had to leave him a message. I said, I got the job, and so do you. Man, it's been a nice ride with that guy, man. That guy's a pleasure to work with and has been, man. Our friendship goes back 25 years now.
Imagine the Steelers if Feekner had just never answered that call.
Oh, man.
At what point you're trying to offer up a dream job to somebody, how many voicemails would you need to get before you just cross the guy off? Craig?
Three.
Wait a minute. I don't know if I would be able to do it that easily, because, like, my first thought, if it was a good buddy and I was calling to give him this job news and he wasn't answering or getting back to me, I would worry something was wrong with them. I would be asking for a wellness check on my good old buddy Randy.
Randy, I haven't been able to get in touch with you. Where have you been? Oh, you'll never believe
Dadgummit,
it. I was
Mike,
in a...
went. Yeah, Dadgummit went to the Sizzler. It went a little bit poorly, Mike.
I was at an Allman Brothers tribute band event, and it was just.
What if he was just like, Mike, I was at Burning Man?
Sorry, Mike. I had my headphones on. I was listening to Southern Cross for the 10 millionth time. Oh, man. You have to laugh because it really. You wonder sometimes how people, and this is my opinion, I don't think Randy Feekner was A, qualified to be an NFL quarterback's coach when he was one, and I don't think he's qualified to be an offensive coordinator right now. And it makes you wonder. You know, there are politics in a lot of things. Politics kept Ben Roethlisberger buried on the depth chart at quarterback in high school. And I think the same thing is in play here. Mike Tomlin trusts Randy Feekner, and that trust and loyalty goes a long way, apparently.
Well, he should have been. The thing about it is he was wide receivers coach for the Steelers first, and then he was quarterbacks coach, and he was quarterbacks coach for the better part of the 2010s. You would think at some point he probably got good enough at that job to be qualified for it in NFL terms. I do just wonder, though, with the offensive coordinator thing, the degree to which it really is just solely predicated on his relationships with the two people we've talked about, especially the quarterback. Even if they have a great offense this year, won't you have a hard time giving Fichtner much of the credit for it?
Well, didn't we do that with Butler? I mean, I gave Tomlin the credit for the defense and not the defensive coordinator. If anything, I give Butler credit for what he did with outside linebackers.
Right. I think that's the valid thing, though. Like, I would have such a hard time because Fichtner, for me, is more even more inextricable with Ben, inextricably linked with Ben than he is with Tomlin, that if the Steelers' offense is really good this year, I honestly would give Ben most of the credit, and then I'd probably jump to Matt Canada.
Yeah, if you saw a bunch of motion
new stuff,
right? If you saw all kinds of little new
stuff that was working, I'd say Matt Canada walked in here and put his stamp on things.
All right, so that was Tomlin on Fichtner. Now let's hear what he had to say about the proposed changes to the Rooney Rule. This is from the Calipari podcast.
We got to acknowledge first, just in a blanket statement, man, that we have a problem with minority hiring specifically in football. But I guess that it's an issue with minority hiring across a lot of industries. Man, we're making some adjustments. We're acknowledging right now that the system is broken, that minorities are not getting enough opportunity. And we're trying to just figure out how to stimulate that. And I think there's been a lot of discussion in recent days, particularly about incentivizing the minority hiring process and people's position regarding that. I agree it's debatable about what the value placed on the incentivized plan, but I just generally like the discussion. You know, we've always taken it from the approach of punitive if you don't interview minority candidates or things of that nature. I just like the different approach in terms of spinning it 180 and talking about maybe incentivizing those that develop the talent and those that hire the talent.
Okay, that last part of the answer makes me think, Chris, that Mike Tomlin had a lot to do with this draft pick plan, because I can see him as somebody who speaks outside the box and also likes to think outside the box. I can see him saying, well, wait a minute. Instead of, how about we do this? Let's flip it. Instead of, if you don't interview a minority candidate, you get fined or worse. What if we try it the opposite way? What if we do the exact opposite? And I think the way he went into a description of putting a 180 on it makes me think that he feels even some ownership over the idea. Maybe not the exact application of what was proposed, but the idea of flipping it around, I think he has something to do with it.
Isn't Art Rooney II still on the diversity committee?
Yes, of course. Yep.
So a couple things. One, what Mike Tomlin's describing there, at least in part, is the idea of honey over vinegar, right? You attract more with honey than with vinegar, is the old saying in general. Like, be nice and good things will come your way. I think my problem with what he said there is, listen, he's in a good spot. He is a tenured head coach for one of the most stable organizations and one that I think largely has been forward-thinking, obviously, on this matter. It's called the Rooney Rule for a reason. But just having the discussion, like, isn't enough here. And incentivizing it and saying, well, punishing didn't work, so let's try to reward. The problem, again, that I go back to and have is, if you're Mike Tomlin, I think the thing you don't really have a sense of, because you work for the Rooney family, is what other people doing the hiring are doing. That, like, at the very end of what he said there, the people do it. He talked about the people making the hires, the owners. How do you get through to them? Like, is an incentive program really going to work and change very long-held beliefs and sort of, this is my way of doing things? Or in, like, the case of a Jason Garrett in Dallas, Jason Garrett knows a guy who knows a guy. They love him there. He was Troy Aikman's backup. He's just going to get the job.
I think that Tomlin is trying to step into, like, the role that maybe Dennis Green had and then Tony Dungy. And now I think he feels a responsibility where I am the successful tenured, as you put it, African-American coach. And with that comes not just the responsibility of being the coach of the Steelers, but also the responsibility of being a shepherd to other people who are like me that are trying to excel in a business that might put up some walls.
So say that's true. Like, and he's right to say that it's a problem that exists across all disciplines and not just in football. I think Anthony Lynn's appraisal of the situation, like whether people agree with it or not, given his relative lack of tenure compared to Tomlin, is a lot gutsier to say, I really hate this, I think this is a terrible idea, basically, than what Mike Tomlin said there. I would offer that up.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.